1 year ago, the Greater Rockford Airport Authority began construction on a 200,000-square-foot hangar facility. At more than 10 stories tall, it's capable of holding an Airbus A380 and Boeing 747-8, the largest commercial airliners ever built.
First, the business class customers seated in cabin zones A and B will board through the upper deck aero bridge, with all the customers can remain seated.
Rockford's facility is the only one of its kind in the U.S. not in private hands, but day-to-day operations will be handled by AAR, a Wooddale-based aerospace corporation that's been operating since 1955. Talent acquisition director Greg Dellinger says it's common for separate companies to handle the maintenance work.
The majority of the world's airlines find great efficiency in trying to find third-party partners like AAR to handle those planned heavy maintenance visits. And that's what will be going on here at this repair station.
AAR is a strong supporter of the new facility, particularly because that participation landed them a 10-year lease from the city. Dellinger says the company decision was partially based on Rockford's substantial aerospace economy.
If you look at a jet engine or an auxiliary power unit, and you look at that and you look at the content that is on that particular motor, you are going to find probably 6 out of every 10 parts or components has some sort of fingerprint of the Rockford region.
These parts come from smaller suppliers, such as Midwest Air Support, as well as major corporations, such as UTAS and Woodward. Rockford also has the institutions in place for an easy hiring pipeline for AAR. Rock Valley College already has an aircraft mechanics program, but Dellinger says it's made additional investments.
They already had a school here, and they not only doubled down, they tripled down by building a brand new school so they could start filling it up with individuals from the region and beyond who can then bolt on the necessary training and education to become a certificated aircraft mechanic.
The $5 million RVC facility also has a more direct advantage.
It's right across the street from our hangar.
Graduates from the RVC program will be equipped with the knowledge to work in this MRO facility, which is short for Maintenance, Repair, and Overhaul. Dellinger says there are three basic specializations, starting with certificated mechanics. The MRO industry calls them A and Ps.
The A is the airframe. That's the tube that you ride in. You learn how to make repairs on that airframe. The second, which is the P, is your power plant. That is your motors. And so you're going to learn how to make repairs, how to use hand tools to work on engines.
Second among the specializations is radio and electronics.
These are men and women that work on avionics. Avionics is basically the brain of a commercial aircraft.
Finally, there's always a need for those adept at working with sheet metal.
You'll learn how to work with that as well as shoot rivets, realizing that's what holds the entire aircraft together, are rivet lines.
Mike Nicholas of the Rockford Area Economic Development Council says AAR plans to slowly expand its workforce over the course of its 10-year lease.
They talk in terms of hiring 500 people with an average salary of over $50,000 a person. So it's going to generate a tremendous amount of income.
And while the hangars are explicitly designed to handle Boeing and Airbus's massive craft, Dellinger says the sheer amount of space helps with economies of scale.
The 380 can come into this hangar, as well as 4 747s, 2 in each hangar bay. It's massive, realizing that the tail section is going to sit 90 to 100 feet in the air.
At this point, AAR is finishing up regulatory work, such as acquiring the proper permits from the FAA and assembling technical manuals on the aircraft they intend to service. While commercial airliners are likely to be the first customers, Dellinger says the company isn't picky.
AAR is old-fashioned in the sense that if you show up with an airplane that needs maintenance with a big bag of U.S. currency, you're in. It's very simple.
The MRO facility is set to open this fall and will bring a new swath of activity and jobs to Chicago-Rockford International Airport. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.